is real evil. In the darkest shadows and in the most ordinary places. These are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable. Cindy Sarah and her family move back to her hometown, hoping for a better life. But something sinister lurks in the shadows, waiting to make its move. Desperate to protect her children from something she cannot see, she becomes caught in a supernatural nightmare she cannot escape. Between the world we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they are opened, nightmares become reality. Even the most innocuous places bear the scars of a twisted past. Evil can echo through time, lying dormant until the unsuspecting and the ill-prepared unknowingly cross its path. On the outskirts of St. Louis sits the township of Belleville, Illinois. Like many small cities and towns that dot the Midwest landscape, it has remained the same for decades. The year is 1991. 34-year-old Cindy Sarrow has lived in the small town for the past 2 years. Tonight, Cindy can't shake the feeling that something is wrong.
It's a nightmare, but then I kept having it over and over, the same dream. In my dreams, I was fearing for my life, and I knew that whatever this was trying to kill me. I just felt it.
Stay-at-home mom. She has 2 children, 7-year-old Christy and 9-year-old Brooke.
Me and my family are really close, and it seemed that nothing could tear us apart.
When's Daddy gonna get here? He's taking forever.
He'll be here in just a few minutes. Honey, relax and eat your breakfast.
I can't. I'm too excited about the surprise. What do you think it is?
I have no idea. But I bet whatever it is, it's wonderful.
Cindy's longtime boyfriend, Jake, works the graveyard shift at a chemical plant in St. Louis.
How are my little ladies today?
Hey.
Hi, honey.
Everyone ready for my big surprise today?
What is it?
Well, you know how we've been wanting to move back to Caseyville? Closer to your mother, closer to work for me.
What is it? Tell us, Daddy.
What's the big surprise?
Girls, go get dressed, and I'll show you. I think I found our dream home.
Both Cindy and Jake grew up in Caseyville, a rural town at the base of the Mississippi River Bluffs. For months, they've talked about moving back to their hometown and raising their family there.
Uh-huh.
Come on, hop to. You two.
So, what do you think?
It's nice. I really like it. But do we have the money for a place like this?
Barely, but yes.
It was a house that we could afford, but we were really financially strapped.
A lot of money.
There was things that needed to be done to the house. We would have to come up with the money for that.
Sounds like it's going to take a lot of money and a lot of work.
I know, honey, I know, but there aren't a lot of houses up for sale right now, and it might be years before we get another chance like this. Now, you've always talked about how much you've wanted to raise our family here, and it really is a great house.
It is a great house.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
All right.
And we were really excited. We weren't renting. We'd have our own home and just be happy.
Isn't that great? All right.
Right through there. Mom, what are you doing here?
Cindy is grateful to be near her ailing mother, Anita, who suffers from a degenerative disease.
I'm here.
She was sick and she was getting sicker, and
you know what the doctor—
I just wanted to be close to her to be able to help her and be with her.
We live here, Grandma!
Oh, good to see you.
Want to see my new room?
Our new room.
Sure. Girls, take Grandma inside.
Okay.
I'll get the rest of the boxes. You should start unpacking.
That's a great idea. Thanks, honey.
I think it's just the hinges on these doors are just a little too old.
I had doubts about the house.
Don't worry, I'll fix them.
I thought, what did I buy here?
I guess you're right. I should expect things like this to happen. It is a pretty old house.
Exactly. Now,
Where did I put my tools?
That night, Cindy helps her daughter set up their new room.
The bedroom had a very eerie feeling to it. I just had a horrible feeling that something was wrong with the house.
Where are you running off to? What's the matter?
Because I wasn't sure myself about what was going on. We had just moved there, but I didn't want to worry her.
It's okay, honey. You can tell me.
I don't like my room, Mom.
What do you mean? It's a great room. It's perfect for you guys.
I don't know. There's something creepy about it. I can't sleep in there.
I don't want to sleep in there either.
Oh, you guys don't have to be scared. Your father and I will be right here with you.
No!
You are too old to be acting like this. I expect more from you.
But, Daddy!
No buts, okay? Now, that's where you girls are sleeping, and that's final.
Can you do it for me?
Okay, I'll do it.
That's my girl.
Thank you, honey.
Later that night. As if seeing her house for the first time, Cindy has a sudden revelation.
I couldn't believe it. It was the same stairs that are in my nightmares. Afraid, but what could I do?
Cindy knows that Jake would never consider moving because of an eerie feeling.
You okay? Look like you've seen a ghost.
Yeah, I'm okay. Just a little tired, that's all.
All right.
You ready for work?
Yeah. In fact, I'm a little late.
Do you think maybe you could play hooky? You know, maybe call in sick or something?
What, are you getting freaked out too? It's no wonder Brooke and Christy don't want to sleep in their room. Like mother, like daughters. You'll be okay, all right? If you need me, give me a call at work. If you don't, I'll see you in the morning.
Like every hour I was waking up, I had this feeling that someone was there watching me, but I couldn't see anyone.
Hello?
few weeks later, Cindy finally begins to feel settled in her new home.
You have your own beds.
Why don't you sleep in our room?
Because your bed's too small. Now, come on, let's go.
But, Mom, I can't. Please.
I couldn't go back in there. I couldn't sleep in there. No, I was afraid, really. I think that's what it comes down to. I was just really afraid.
All right. I'll sleep on the sofa. But sooner or later, this has got to end. Good night.
Night, Mom.
Hey, baby. Sit tight.
Cindy fears that someone may have broken into the house.
I was afraid for my children and myself because we were home by ourselves.
Doing up?
I was thirsty. What are you doing?
I thought I heard a noise. You really scare me.
I know. You jumped like 10 feet in the air.
All right, now you need to get to bed.
Night, Mom.
The following night, Cindy calls her mother, Anita, to see how she's feeling. She lives in a one-bedroom apartment across town.
I don't know what happened, and all of a sudden, my head started to spin. Should I stop by your place?
I appreciate the offer, but don't bother, honey. Yes, think what I need.
It's just a rest for a while.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, sure. Is everything all right?
Mom, I think that the house is...
Cindy?
Look, Mom, everything's fine.
I gotta go.
Thank you.
the strange things occurring in the house. Cindy begins to have trouble sleeping.
To sleep because I just felt there was somebody staring at me. I knew somebody was there, but I couldn't see him. I could just feel their presence.
The next morning,
so hard that I went down.
Cindy is hesitant to tell Jake what just happened. She can barely believe it herself.
Wake up. Jake. There's something wrong with this place.
Not the electricity again.
No, it's not that. Jake, I don't think I can live here.
Oh, now look, honey. I know there's been a lot of repairs lately, but that'll end.
I just don't feel safe. And I don't think the girls feel safe either.
Well, I can get an alarm system if you want.
I don't want an alarm system. I want a different house.
Oh, Cindy, come on. Don't be ridiculous. We just moved in.
How can I tell somebody what's going on here when it's so bizarre, everything that was happening, you know? Who's going to believe it?
You know we can't afford it. I know you're not too thrilled with the house. Just give it some time. Please?
I don't think I can.
Fine. Please, fill me in on how you plan to come up with all this money.
I don't know, but I'll figure it out.
Upset me because we lived in Belleville and they always got along, and now it seemed that my mother and father were fighting a lot.
Come on, girls.
Weeks pass. The strange activity continues. Although Cindy is not a religious person, she begins to pray on a regular basis. If she can find comfort in her faith.
I put up a picture of Jesus. I felt like that was protection for us.
Cindy, come here.
What is it, Jake? Jake?
was scared half to death.
Cindy, are you okay?
It's all right, it's all right.
Did you hurt yourself? It's
gone. Something attacked me, and then I couldn't breathe, and I was
okay. Slow down. Take a deep breath. Tell me.
There's a ghost in this house.
Come on, honey. Tell me the truth. Just tell me what happened.
No, I'm being serious, Jake. There's something here, and it's trying to hurt me.
Sweetie, there's just us. It's just in your imagination.
No, you're not listening to me. There's something in this house, and it's trying to kill me. And you don't even care.
Of course I care, but try to be reasonable here, Cindy. There's nothing in this house.
I can't live here. Jake, it tried to suffocate me.
Cindy, this house is not haunted, okay? Ghosts do not exist.
I wish I never let you convince me to buy this house.
Are you kidding me? You wanted this house as much as I did. What's gotten into you lately?
Huh? Jake, I'm
scared. No. We sunk our life savings into this house. We are not moving, and that's final.
I couldn't take it anymore. I needed help. Started calling different churches and nobody wanted to help me. Finally, I spoke with a priest and he was going to help me.
In the nearby town of Belleville,
my life's falling apart, Father. I just don't know what to do.
Cindy meets with Father Thomas.
From what you've told me, it appears as though it may be demonic. The first step is to bless the house. That may drive the demon out. But I need some time to prepare. I'll have to fast and pray before I can actually conduct the blessing.
I understand, Father. I'm so grateful for your help.
Here. When you're afraid, read Psalm 91. It will protect you from evil.
Thank you again, Father.
Cindy anxiously waits for Jake to come home. She keeps herself calm by reading the Bible.
To see the police when they came, it was like, thank God.
Put your hands behind your head.
He had chopped the door down with the axe. Thank God they made it in time before he did whatever he was out to do.
Are you okay? Can you tell me what happened here?
Jake, I don't know, he didn't look right.
Cindy believes that Jake was possessed.
Do you want to take charges out on him?
She now knows it was Jake who tried to suffocate her.
Ma'am.
I'll think about it.
Cindy does not press charges, believing that Jake's will was not his own. But she does not allow him back into the house. He moves in with his mother. An hour later, the girls return from their movie.
What happened to the door, Mom? What's wrong, Mom?
Dad's gonna have to go away for a while.
Why?
It's really complicated. But I'm trying to fix things. And maybe in a few weeks, things will be normal again.
Dad's not gonna be here at all.
When I found out that my dad wasn't gonna be around, I was really upset because we were really close. And it just seemed like since we moved into the house, our whole family was falling apart.
Well, don't you worry. Everything is gonna be fine. I promise. Now, go wash up. I'll be up in a few minutes to tuck you in.
Flee to Anita's one-bedroom apartment.
It possessed Jake and he tried to attack me. Oh my God. I can't go back there. What if it tries to hurt the girls?
I was so relieved that they were safe.
You need to. You make it work.
And that we weren't going back to the house.
The Lord is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. I will not fear the terror that attacks by night or the arrow that flies by day. No affliction will enter my house. He will give his angels reign over me to keep me safe. He is my salvation.
I started reciting Psalms 91. I felt like I was being protected, like God was with me and he was going to help me. Next thing I know, there's no house there where my house should have been. I didn't understand it. I just knew I was in a different time. That was an answer to my prayer telling me something had went on years and years ago.
The next day, Cindy goes to Father Thomas to tell him about her dream.
These men were performing a ceremony that had something to do with the dead. They were digging up a body where my house now stands.
It sounds as though you witnessed a ritual of necromancy. That's a form of summoning a spirit, a demon, or a human soul to enter a corpse.
But why?
Well, there are several reasons. But mainly the goal is to conjure up a demon, which explains the demonic presence in your home. I'll be able to perform the house blessing tomorrow.
Thank you.
But I'm going to ask you to do something you may not like.
Anything, Father. I just want this to end.
I need you and the girls to be present while I perform the blessing. You must confront the demon in order to send him to the other side.
Well, I guess I have no other choice.
I really didn't want any of us in the house. I would have much rather handed him the key and let him do it, but it couldn't be done that way.
Father Thomas knows that a demon is highly unpredictable. It has already manifested itself in different ways.
Hi, Father Thomas.
Peace be to this house and with all who live here. Lord God of heaven and earth, bless this house and all who inhabit it.
I was still scared, but I kept praying. I didn't want anybody hurt. And I just wanted this to be over with.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord God of heaven and earth, bless this house and all who inhabit it. Fill them with the light of Christ, that their concerns for others may reflect your love. We ask through Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Fill them with the light of Christ, that their concerns for others may reflect your love. We ask through Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I can't thank you enough, Father.
Of course, my dear. I'll always be here for you in your time of need.
Thank you.
I felt relieved that we finally had our house and there was no evil.
That night, Cindy and the girls moved back into the house.
On my neck.
Something grabbed me.
I've never, ever seen anything so powerful in my life.
Girls, come on. Come on. Come on, honey. Come on. Come on. Run. Hurry. Hurry, honey. Go. Run. Run, honey. Honey. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Go. Go. Just go. 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 I don't know. Just go. Go.
Cindy and the girls stay with her mother while she tries to sell the house. Cindy and Jake are unable to bridge the rift between them and decide to go their separate ways. Cindy begins working at a local hotel and eventually saves enough money to purchase a new home. Jake maintains a relationship with Brooke and Christy, seeing them on weekends. Over time, Cindy and her daughter's lives become peaceful once more. But memories of their horrifying ordeal continue to haunt them.
Going through this experience, it made me believe that there is evil out here. We have nightmares still 15 years later. It'll always be with us, but we're getting stronger about things.
The house remains empty for quite some time, until a couple from out of town buys the place. Within a few months, their daughter encounters an evil presence, and the family quickly moves out.